English date is the 28th of April, and the subject is the Haftorah of Kedoshim, if. And I said if. Alright?
That's supposed to be that.
This, there's a noise on this phone, I'm not sure why.
Oh, there we go.
Ah. No, it's okay now. The phone is working normally. Right? So, I don't know if it recorded my name, Rabbi Stanton, 4th of Iyar, subject is Haftorah of Kedoshim, if. Right, very simply, the Haftorah of Kedoshim is the rarest Haftorah in the entire year, if at all. Right? The second rarest one is Miketz. Miketz, we all know, doesn't get done because Miketz is always Shabbos Chanukah, which then the question is, why do we have a Haftorah in the Chumash if you're never going to do it? Which the simple answer is, you do it. This coming year, if Moshiach is not here, unfortunately, we will have the Haftorah of Miketz because Chanukah starts on a Friday and ends on a Friday, and the second day of Chanukah is Shabbos Chanukah, and that's going to be Vayeshev. So Miketz is the day after. When does Miketz fall outside Chanukah? In a year which is called a Zayin Ches year. Now, what does a Zayin Ches mean? Zayin Ches is Zayin is the seventh day of the week. Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Shabbos. And Ches means that Cheshvan and Kislev both have 29 days each. So therefore, that's called Zayin Ches. Ches stands for Chaseiro. It's lacking. Both of those months have only 29 days. So you have a Zayin Ches year. Well, that's only two letters. We can add the Tur writes everything in terms of two letters. But then it's not quite clear what the year is because you need to know the next year to work backwards. So the Pri Chodosh uses a third letter. And this is the general code that we have. There are two types of Zayin Ches years. There's a Zayin Ches Aleph, which means that Pesach is on Aleph, on Sunday. That means that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So the coming year, next year, Tov, Shin, Pei, Aleph, as the calendar is at the moment, you will have Zayin Ches Aleph, which is an ordinary year, 12 months, not a leap year, and therefore you will have Zayin, Ches, and Aleph. Pesach will be on a Sunday, and if it's a leap year, it will be Zayin, Ches, Gimel. And Gimel means that Pesach will be on a Tuesday. So those three letters put together, Zayin, Ches, Gimel, will make the type of year in a leap year. Now, if I tell you, in every Zayin, Ches year, whether it's Zayin Ches Aleph or Zayin Ches Gimel, Miketz is not Shabbos Chanukah. So we'll do the Haftorah of Miketz. But the Zayin Ches, in the Zayin Ches Aleph year, which is next year, then after Achrimos and Kedoshim go together. Achrimos, Kedoshim go together. Then we always do the Haftorah of Achrimos. So general rule is every normal year, there's no exception to this rule. In a normal year, when we have 12 months, Achrimos Kedoshim go together, and they're always in Iyar. They can never be in Nisan. They're in Iyar, and because they're in Iyar, they are a double Sidra, and we do the Minhag. I mean, again, when I say we, this is the standard Ashkenazi practice. It does not mean it's the only way that it's brought down in Halacha. There are different opinions on how to do this. But I'm telling you what we Ashkenazim do. We Ashkenazim, whenever we have Achrimos Kedoshim together, we always do the Haftorah called Halochim Nechushiyim, which is at the end of Omos. It's the shortest Haftorah in Psukim. It's only got 9 Psukim. And we do it every time Achrimos and Kedoshim go together. And whenever Achrimos and Kedoshim are split up, as in a leap year, then we always do the Haftorah. We do the Haftorah always of Achrimos, and there will all be another one that we do. Now, if I tell you that in a normal... Pardon?
Yeah. Jump in for 1 second. The
Coalition
is not on.
Coalition is not on. Just calling my daughter. Please mute yourselves. I hope it doesn't hurt.
Where's the paper?
Pardon?
Redial it. You do 6034 twice. Can you hear the word five?
6034, 6033.
6033, it says on the paper.
But
Yeah, we had done it. We had done it correctly.
We did it correctly before.
Just redialing MP.
Yep. Start again. We're talking about my name is Rabbi Stanton. Today's date is the 4th of Iyar. The subject is the Haftorah of Kedoshim If. Right? That's where we're up to, and the phone is working. Put this phone down. Let's continue. So I was telling you that Acharimos and Kedoshim are split up in a leap year, and because they're split up, we have one Haftorah is always Halochim Nechushim. And which Sidra is it? That depends. We Ashkenaz, telling you, I'm only telling you what we Ashkenazim are doing. I can't tell you what other people do because there are different minhagim. So for us, either one of them will be Halochim Nechushim, no exception. And the other one, well, sometimes it's Rosh Chodesh, sometimes it's Mocha Chodesh, sometimes it's Shabbos HaGadol. There's only one of the 14 types of Jewish year that we have, and the one that's called Zayin Ches Gimel, which is a leap year, where Rosh Hashanah was on a Shabbos, Cheshvan and Kislev were 29 days each, and Pesach, because it's a leap year, is on a Tuesday. That's the only one where we find that Acharimos is done on the 26th of Nisan, in which case we do Halochim Nechushim, and Kedoshim comes on the 3rd of Iyar, and there's no other Haftorah to do. There's no reason to do any other Haftorah. It's the third, it's a leap year. It's the 3rd of Iyar. There's nothing else you could do. So we have to have a Haftorah for Kedoshim without any excuses. And then we'll do the Haftorah of Kedoshim. And then the only point is which Haftorah of Kedoshim we're going to do. There are two Haftorahs in Yechezkel. And different, the Ashkenazim do one, the Sephardim and Italians do another. That's a different minhagim. So the one that we were doing, as I said, comes very rarely. As I said, only that type of year. When was the last time it was done? The last time it was done was 1997, which is quite some time ago. The next time is in 2024. That's 27-year gap. Before 1997, the last time, was 1973. We all remember 1973. We all remember the Yom Kippur of the 1973. That was the last. So we had 1973, 1997, and the next one is 2024. It is the rarest Haftorah in the Chumash. And that is the one I'm going to speak about today for the few minutes we have to talk about this Haftorah. It's the 22nd chapter of Yechezkel. And what is Yechezkel telling us? He is telling us about the Sidra Kedoshim. That's why it was picked. He's telling us the Sidra Kedoshim starts off, Kedoshim Tiryu. We have a Sidra telling us about the holiest that we have to be and all the mitzvahs we have to do. And it goes on to tell you about all the terrible things as well that people can do. It's the same human being. The same human being has a Yetzirah. Yeah, we can be the holiest and at the same time we can be the lowest of the low. You find in the Sidra Kedoshim it's a short Sidra. 64 psukim. It's not long at all. And it's got some of the most terrible averos in it. And it's got some of the greatest mitzvahs. Let's just start from there. If we start from there, a yid once comes along. What do I have to do to be a yid? What's being Jewish all about? So we start off, respect your parents. Right? These two people brought you into the world. They brought you up. You give them the greatest of respect. Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, and he is in charge of the world. So you make your entire effort to earn a living circled around 6 days of working and 1 day of stopping, because there are Bono Shalom's in charge and he is in charge of your living. Incredible where we're starting from. And how does the Sidra go on? Mitzvah after mitzvah, 51 mitzvahs altogether. That's a lot of mitzvahs in a short Sidra. It was called the mitzvah density. Yeah? If you've got mitzvahs in the Torah without a single, sidras without a single mitzvah, sidras with one mitzvah in, and loads of psukim of other things, Kedoshim is literally the densest 51 mitzvahs crammed into only 64 psukim. And we come on to some of the most terrible averas, giloy arayos, avodah zarah, some terrible things in that come into the same sidra to tell us that a human being can be the highest of the high and the lowest of the low. What is it? As has been said, lahavdil elef alfei havdolos, the reason the Chofetz Chaim lived at the same time as Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemo. They were both from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world, made human beings. And the same human being was capable of being a Chofetz Chaim or being an Adolf Hitler. Why was the Chofetz Chaim so great? Because he could have been Adolf Hitler. Why was Adolf Hitler so terrible? Because he could have been a Chofetz Chaim. It's up to each one of us what we want to do. That's where we're starting from. We're given a neshama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the choice of what you do in your neshama is yours. Yechezkel Hanovi is telling us about Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, the holiest place in the world. And what are we told about Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh at the time, the few years before the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? It's Ir HaDomim. It's a city of bloodshed. And that's what we're told about Yerushalayim. It starts off. It is a city where innocent people are killed in the streets. How terrible. But I know around when we hear about that, maybe in New York, who's going to places where people go around shooting other people. And that is how the Yechezkel HaNavi calls Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. It's Ir HaDomim, a city of bloodshed. Go and judge them. Tell them how disgusting Kol Tovo Seo. Tell them all their abominations. Tell them what they've done, these people in Yerushalayim. Ir Shofeches Dom Besocha. This is a city where people go around killing innocent people. Starting from Menashe, the son of Chizkiyo HaMelech. Father was a great tzaddik. Menashe himself was the grandson of Yeshayahu HaNavi. Menashe was the person who had his own grandfather, Yeshayahu HaNavi, killed. Yeshayahu HaNavi did not die a natural death. He was murdered, assassinated by his own grandson who didn't like him. He had him killed. Yeshayahu did not write his own sefer. His sefer was put together after his death. Or his nevuah put together. And this is what Yechezkel is saying about Yerushalayim. How terrible the people are. And what they're doing, the type of things. We have the most serious fact was they did murder in public. Yes, murder unfortunately does take place. Somebody kills his wife and hopes to get away with it. Nobody's going to find out. But here we're talking about murder being done in broad daylight in the street. And that's what Yechezkel is telling off Klal Yisrael for. The Radak talks about, it says, L'tom'ah, is that all types of tumah was there, starting from Tumas Magor. Yeah, Thomas Mugger, yeah, apart from, you're allowed to touch. You got a dead mouse. Dead mouse, you can touch a dead mouse. But if you touch a dead mouse, you've got problems with Tumon Taro, what you're allowed to do. You've got to go to the mikveh. All the things that apply, that's where they started from. Thomas Mugger. Then they worked out to other types of tumor. With Giloy Arroyos, to worked out to Avodah Zorah. That was the tumor that they had in Yerushalayim. Next, passing in Pasuk Dalad, the dom, the blood that you spilled, Vatovo ad sheno soyach. It's an interesting phrase. And you came ad sheno soyach unto your years. And what the Rashi says about this ad sheno soyach, going up to your years, it's telling you the word we say in the laning on Tisha B'Av, no shantem ba'oretz, and you will be old in the land. Old. Yoshon. And no shantem is Gematria 852. The Klal Yisrael were not given 852 years in Eretz Yisrael. They were given 850 years. Because we're told, had they been given 852 years, they would have been completely destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Churban Bayis Rishon after 850 years to save Klal Yisrael. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh and kept Klal Yisrael going. Menoh Shantem is 852, and we were only there for 850 years before the Golas came in. The Pasuk says, V'kalosa. Word kalosa is a subject of gossip. Is that nobody's afraid for you anymore. Nobody has any respect for you anymore. People talk what they like about everybody else. There's no sense of, I shouldn't say this about somebody. It's not a nice thing to say. No, everybody said what they want. That was how Yerushalayim was worked in the streets. And Pasuk Hey tells you, Tameas Hashem, a Tomei name is a terrible reputation. When people have got a very bad reputation, that is the people of Yerushalayim in those days. Pasuk Vov tells us, Ish Lizroa Hoyovoch, everybody was using his arm against you. What is his arm? His arm is his power. People would use their wealth and their power to harm others. I've got money, I don't like you, therefore I'll go and pay a hitman to go and kill you. What have I got? Or simply, I will do you down because I'm more important than you are. And that's Ish Lizroa Hoyovoch. Everybody used his arm against you. Leman Shfachtom, in order to kill. Of Emek Haluvoch, they started off by having a lack of respect for parents, exactly the opposite of the beginning of Kedoshim, where it tells us in Kedoshim that Ishimov Obiv Tiro'u, and here you've got Ovo Emek Haluvoch, they had this lack of respect for their own parents. They were ever averse towards human beings, they did them towards their parents. And then the Ger Osu Ba'oshek, and they took the Ger, a Ger Tzedek would come along to become Jewish, and they treated them with oppression. Yosem Valmona Honuboch, and then they oppressed. Also, they wronged widows, they wronged orphans, because these are people who've got no power. They can't stick up for themselves. So therefore, if I want to go and take something from someone, I'll take it from the widow in the street. She doesn't nothing she can do about it. This is what Yechezkel is telling us the people in Yerushalayim were like in those days. And Pasuk Cheste says, Kodoshai Bozis, you've treated my korbanos with lack of respect. Opposite to the Pasuk in the Torah and Kadoshim, Leretzonachem Tisbachu, to offer a korban in a way that Hashem will want it. You did exactly the opposite. With Shabsosai Chelot, Chilol Shabbos was done in public. Anshei Roch Lo Yibach, people went around telling Lashon Hara, again Leman Shfachdom, to lead to murder. Horim Horu Ochluvach, the Pasuk says, they ate on the mountains, they took things, on the mountains they made Avodah Zorah. And having put an Avodah Zorah on top of a mountain, they went up and served the Avodah Zorah on the mountains. Everybody could see it being done in public. Then it says, the Pasuk says that the next Pasuk goes on to is Erbas of Gilovach, and Tmeas Hanidra Ilovach. So again, this is sexual sins. It says, Eshes of is an Avera with one's father's wife, whether it's one's father's wife being one's mother or one's father's wife being one's stepmother. Either way, it's a terrible type of Avera. And it says, Tmeas Hanidra, the Tmeo Nid Inuvach. It's two points here. Tmeas Hanidra is bad enough, a lady doesn't go to the mikveh. But a lady doesn't go to the mikveh can be one's own wife. In other words, we're not talking about somebody else. Not about Gilui Aroes or somebody else. We're talking about Gilui Aroes with one's own wife. Chas v'sholom. And it's Inuvoch. Inuvoch is rape. So the Pasuk's putting two together. Tmeas Hanidra Inuvoch is a lady didn't go to the mikveh and the husband says, I'm going to rape you. You don't go to the mikvah, I rape you. That's what the Pasuk says. Tmeas Hanidra Inuvoch. Two averas put together. And yet, and it's his own wife. Then it says, Ishes Eishes Reos Ota Evil. People did things with the Giloy Arois, committing adultery with other people, with a Kaloso person, with his daughter-in-law, with his Achoso, his sister. All these have been done. And then the next Pasuk goes on to Neshech Besar Bislokachat. Their Pasuk in Yud Beis talks about kings and the princes, they took shochad, they took bribes to commit murder. Neshech and Tarbis. Neshech is a interest of money. Tarbis is interest of food. And then what did they do? The king and princes of Eretz Yisrael went to different countries and paid the armies to come along and support them. They went to Mitzrayim, they went to Ashur to bring the Goysha armies in to give the Jewish kings and princes support. Vene Casey Kapi, and says the Pasuk, and what have I done? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I clap my hands together over the money that you made. The cat clap doesn't clap happily. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is frustrated, so to speak, over the way the people behave themselves. So the Pasuk goes on to say, the Pasuk says, Ha'ayamod libeich im terzak miyodayich, is your heart going to stay strong with what you're doing? Are you going to be able to bear the punishments Hashem says I'm going to bring to you? Layomim Ashani Osa Osoch, you've done these terrible things, says the Pasuk, and you're going to be able to hold, you're going to stay firm, you think that you're okay, you've got the strength, you won't have the strength, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem Dibarti Vosisi, I've told you what's going to happen, it's going to happen. And the pasuk continues to Mopsukim, it says, Vahapitosi osoch bagoyim, and Hashem says, I'll scatter you among the nations, Zerisich borotos, I'll scatter you, fling you out into the lands around the world, Vasimosi tumosich mimeich, and with that your tumor will go away. Because you'll be away from Eretz Yisrael, you will not be able to do the same aveiras, your tumor will go away. V'nichalt boch, a very rare word, v'nichalt. V'nichalt, so one pshat, Rashi says, v'nichalt is a chilul Hashem, you will be profaned, you will be. V'the chilul Hashem that you made, you will be profaned, leinei ha-goyim, in front of the goyim will look down on you. The goyim will say, these are the Jews, look how disgusting these people are. That's how Rashi learns it, and the Radak says on that, v'nichalt is that you will become an inheritance. That sounds very nice. You'll be an inheritance. It means you'll be your own inheritance. Instead of being Nachlas Hashem, we talk about Nachaltono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us into a Nachla. We are his inheritance. And Menichalt says the Radak, no, you won't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inheritance. You'll look after yourself from then onwards. That is what we're saying will happen. Yechezkel is telling Klal Yisrael in the few years leading up to the Churban Bayis Rishon that all the things you're told in Kedoshim you should be doing to be Klal Yisrael, the holiest nation in the world, unfortunately you're doing the opposite, and it ends up your da'at ki ani Hashem. Maybe the Haftorah sounds so bad, as I said, we do it so rarely. We're trying very hard not to mention these things in public. So we see what we have to do. Go back to the Sidra. Baruch Hashem, we've got a Sidra there, Kedoshim 2, 51 mitzvahs, and b'yan ora. How many of them are so easy? Baruch Hashem, you look at all the arroyos there. Baruch Hashem, the vast majority of us don't have any yetzer for these arroyos. So just think about it. You go through the Sidra this week, and you see, not allowed to do this. Baruch Hashem, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have a taiva to do this aveira. Maybe there are some people who do, but I don't. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for not giving me the taiva. Baruch Hashem, that's an aveira I've never done in my life. Baruch Hashem, thank you, Hashem. And look at each mitzvah and try and enjoy the mitzvah that you are doing and try Mi'etz Hashem. See if you can go through 51 mitzvahs in Kedoshim and see how many of them, Baruch Hashem, this one comes naturally, this one I can improve on. Thank you very much for coming to the shir.